So Shenda, can you tell me a little bit about your experience with cancer?
Hi, my name's Shenda and I was diagnosed with a rare blood cancer in September 2017. In my case, it's more like a chronic illness. It's something that I have to live with for the rest of my life. And I've been on daily chemo tablets since November 2018.
Okay. Tell me how it came about that you got involved with Greystones Cancer Support.
I wanted advice on how to tell my children that I had cancer. So I originally rang the Irish Cancer Support and they said, look, the best people to go to is to your local cancer support, which is the Greystone Cancer Support Group. And when I got in touch with them, they couldn't have been more helpful. They arranged for me to see a family therapist. My husband and I saw a family therapist in Bray to go through how to tell my children. And they told me about all the many supports that they have. So for me personally, I've been to their women's support group. And that is really important because I have a great family support network, but to talk to someone else who actually has an understanding of that you have a cancer diagnosis. So one example would be, I'm a very positive person, but I got fed up of people saying to me, you have to have a positive attitude. Yes. But another cancer person in the ladies group said, do you know, it's okay to say, no, I'm entitled to a bad day. I'm having a bad day and just leave me be. I do Tai Chi. It's fantastic. I've done chair yoga, which is brilliant. And there's restorative yoga on, I think it's Tuesday evenings. There's arts and crafts groups. There's writers group. And what I love is there's a support, not just for me, but for family.
You say what I love about Greystones Cancer Support.
What I love about Greystones Cancer Support is they don't just support me, they support my family. And for me, I have an ongoing journey. And Greystones Cancer Support, I know, is always going to be there for me. I know that I can go to my Tai Chi classes every week in Greystones Cancer Support. And if I miss that class, I really, really miss that class physically and mentally. So it's the whole package. Greystones Cancer Support are there for me for the whole package, sort of the physical, the mental, the spiritual. And, you know, I can't thank them enough. Greystones Cancer Support, from, you know, the girls in the office, the volunteers raising funds. During the pandemic, there were ladies making masks that Greystones Cancer Support were giving out. I know that Greystones Cancer Support have a team of volunteers that will drive you to hospital if you need to have any therapy sessions or chemo or radiation.
Something like, I really don't know what I would have done without Greystones Cancer.
Yeah. I really don't know what I would have done without Greystones Cancer Support, not just from a financial point of view, because I've been able to do so many classes that may not have been an option for me, but also just from a mental point of view. The ladies support group, Greystones Cancer Support, is amazing. It's just so brilliant to be able to talk to people who have either started or are in the middle or at the end of their journey with cancer.
Brilliant. What would you say to people that were having second thoughts or contemplating whether they should walk through the door of Greystones Cancer Support?
One thing I really love is that at Greystones Cancer Support, everybody is so friendly, so helpful, but also so professional. You know, I can be as anonymous or not as I wish. I have said before that, you know, if they ever need me to help out in ways that I may be able to help, to just go ahead and use me. However, in every instance, they contact me first and say, is this okay if Greystones Cancer Support do X, Y, Z? So if you're, even if, you know, Greystones can be quite a small place. So if you were concerned about, say, somebody walking in and seeing you, and you may not be at that point where you want people to know about that you're on this journey, you can phone the office. You know, there's Shelley's beautician here, so you can pretend you're going to see the beautician. I just think they're fantastic, and it is very much up to you. You can be as anonymous as you wish. They will facilitate that, and even, you know, the classes that I've been on, everybody is so friendly, but nobody has ever asked me, oh, are you here because you have cancer or you've had cancer or that you're a carer of someone who has cancer? It's just everybody's there because they need a bit of me time or they need a bit of support, and Greystones Cancer Support will give that. So not just to the client who has cancer, but also to family members, to carers. And also, you know, if you are someone who may say, you know, your friend or family member has been diagnosed with cancer and you really don't know how to support them or how to handle them, just ring Greystones Cancer Support. They really are there for everyone.